Maybe we'll read something.
Okay, so we are in the topic of the people's complaints against Moses, 162. When Moses came to the people of Israel and spoke to the quality of Pharaoh in each and every one, meaning to the will to receive in their hearts, and told them that he wanted that the quality of Pharaoh in them will not dominate the quality of Israel in them, but that it will allow working for the sake of the Creator, and not for the sake of the body. When the Pharaoh in the nation heard what Moses had told them to work only for the sake of the Creator, they understood what it means to bestow and not to receive, and were promptly weakened in the work, since the body resisted with all its might, so they would not perform any act of kedusha, holiness. In other words, even the lo lishma now became difficult for them to do. Before Moses came, they had strength to work, because they still did not know what for the sake of the Creator meant. But when Moses came and explained to them what it means to bestow and not receive anything, the Pharaoh of each one started asking questions. One, as it is written, Pharaoh asked, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" Two, then came the wicked one's question, who asked, "What is this work for you?"
These two questions, four, we will continue with
163. One, why, when Moses came as the Creator's emissary, their situation grew worse. The reason is that this is not regarded that they grew worse, but that when Moses let them see what it means that they must work for the sake of the Creator, as it is written, "Ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name," meaning that we must work for the sake of the Creator, and the quality of Pharaoh must descend from its throne, there was room for the revelation of the evil. It follows that by Moses explaining to them the meaning of working in order to bestow, they advanced in work and achieved the degree of truth, to know how the bad controls them. Before Moses came to them as an emissary of the Creator, they did not know the truth, how far they were from the Creator. It follows that although in action they grew worse, in truth they advanced. For only now do they have kelim, vessels, that the Creator can fill with His help. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided.
Okay, Moshe.
164. By the Rabash, we should interpret their complaints to Moses when they said, "We'll see and judge." It means that they quarreled with Moses, since Moses told them to believe in the Creator. So they went out of the body's control. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, controls the body, and he afflicts the holiness. They began to work in mind and in heart, and saw that the body, which is Pharaoh, began to govern them. That is, everything they wanted to do in the work of the Creator, the body resists it vigorously. Before they began to walk in Moses' way, they had strength in the work. But now everything they do, the body loathes. This is the meaning of what is written about Moses, "For you have made our scent odious in Pharaoh's eyes. In other words, our body loathes our spirit in the work of the Creator once we begin the path of bestowal. Moshe, maybe we'll read once. Well, maybe again.
They had grievances against the Creator over becoming worse now than before Moses came to them as Creator's messenger. He wanted to deliver them from exile, so why are they seeing now that they are going deeper into exile? That Pharaoh controls the body more forcefully and with more intellect, making them understand each time with a different argument. It follows that Israel's situation prior to Moses coming to them as a messenger of the Creator was better in the work. Now, however, they see that their bodies, which are regarded as Pharaoh, have complete control over the children of Israel. Meaning, where there should have been high spirits from knowing that they are walking on the path of truth, the opposite occurred. Yes, in the eyes of the body, which is called Pharaoh, what spirit did they have? As it's written, "For you have made our scent odious in Pharaoh's eyes." The body was telling them, what spirit is there in the work of bestowal? Making the odious scent means a bad smell that is impossible to tolerate. This means they could not stand this mindset and wanted to escape the way one runs from a stench.
No, Kiev.